Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN, and time for the weekend home video. What is going on DVD, on Blu-ray, on demand? Let's check in with Keith Kimball, who joins us on the phone line right now from Metacritic.com. Keith, good morning to you, my friend. Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Dean. Great to be here.
So this has been one busy month. I know that videos are cyclical, and you know there probably is some rhyme or reason how the studios release all this. But are they just trying to get some great titles out before summertime when people are a little more traditionally outside?
I think so. I think they're really trying to get that good stuff out there before everyone starts breaking for summer and going on trips and all that good stuff. And the beginning of this month was really strong with the big seller that it's been Deadpool, which is also the highest grossing R-rated film of all time with $716 million worldwide.
Deservedly so. It was so funny and so exciting. It was really, truly one of the best movies of the year so far, I think.
I totally agree with you. And it's great that, it really embraced the, just kind of the humor and the tone of the comic. It's an R-rated, comic book film. But it's a whole lot of fun at the same time, and it pokes fun at itself also. And this DVD Blu-ray release, it has a lot of extras, deleted scenes, extended scenes, a gag reel, and there's two audio commentaries, one with the director, one with the star, Ryan Reynolds. So there's a lot for fans to kind of dig into, and I think, I'm sure as it has been out since May 10th, it's one of the biggest sellers already.
Yeah, exactly. Not as great. But also out earlier this month was Jennifer Lawrence's Joy. I was not especially a fan of that one. Robert De Niro's in it and David O. Russell. Basically, the people who put together Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle and The Fighter put this one together. But only if you're really curious, only if you're really a Jennifer Lawrence fan, because I thought the movie was a little bit flat. What did you think of Michael Moore's Where to Invade Next? He can be such a polarizing figure, but I found this to be an absolutely fascinating movie.
I'm right there with you. I had a lot of fun with this one. It's him kind of, going to different countries and, as the title says, invading the countries. But what he's really talking about is stealing their best ideas, going to France and seeing what their school lunch and sex education programs are, and going to Slovenia and seeing how they make college free, and going to the Norway prison system and seeing how that works, and just kind of bringing those ideas up. And I found it a little more, optimistic than some of his other films.
Yeah, definitely. I found it endlessly fascinating how other countries are doing things that we seem to be unable to do here in America. And he goes and talks to the people who are running these programs, often many of them governmental programs, on how they're providing free education. What was it in Italy where they have so much vacation time, and how they're able to manage that. So, as I say, I know some people would never go see a Michael Moore movie, on a bet, but
right.
That's also out there now. It's called Where to Invade Next. What can you tell me about this Academy Award nominee for Best Foreign Language Film that came from Jordan, the movie that's called Thebe? I haven't seen it. I'm hearing nothing but great things about it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting film. It's almost like a Western. It takes place in the desert. It follows a young boy kind of trying to survive. It's right after World War I. After the revolt against the Ottoman Empire, and he's, there's him trying to survive in the desert, and there's this wolf, and it just kind of, it's in these vast landscapes, and it's just a survival story, but it's unlike anyone that you've seen before. So I really think that if people kind of like to see just a different time period, a different country, something that's just foreign to them and exciting, this is definitely one of those films that would, I think, please a lot of people.
Okay, yeah, Thebe is T-H-E-E-B, like boy. Let's look ahead to this coming Tuesday, where we have, a couple of fairly big although not especially huge winners at the box office, but a couple of big titles this coming week.
Yeah, so first of all, there's The Finest Hours. This is a true story of 1952 Coast Guard rescue.
Right.
A really strong kind of Disney action film. It kind of harkens back to those old films, very traditional. Chris Pine stars as a captain who takes this lifeboat out to try to rescue these people, this crew of an oil tanker that Casey Affleck is the kind of chief engineer of. You know, it's a big effects-driven film, but also kind of old-fashioned and really good for, I think, families and children as well. You know, it's traditional, I would say.
Yeah, and we've also got the long-awaited sequel to Zoolander. A lot of people said when this came out, they should have waited a little longer, like maybe never for Zoolander.
Yes, exactly. It was a huge disappointment, unfortunately. You know, and it has this cast, you know, where, you know, Stiller and Owen Wilson are back as the doofus kind of fashion models, and Will Ferrell returns, and Kristen Wiig joins, and has all these, you know, former SNL players, as well as Benedict Cumberbatch in a small role. And, you know, it just didn't work for people. You know, it was overstuffed and overlong, and, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, there might be a few gems, so maybe on DVD you can fast forward to the good parts, or, you know, fast forward through the bad parts, you know, whatever works for you.
Exactly. Definitely, you know, for a rental, might be worth checking out. Dakota Johnson, Rebel Wilson, Allison Brie, and Anders Holm. One pretty big name after another, Leslie Mann, among others, in this romantic comedy, How to Be sequel, which was pleasant enough. Nothing groundbreaking, but pleasant enough. It's also out this week.
Exactly, yeah. Just to look at, you know, singles in New York, and Dakota Johnson, you know, the star of 50 Shades of Grey, she stars as kind of a newly single woman, and it's a pleasant film. Is actually liked more by our by viewers than really by critics, but I think that's kind of a natural for a romantic comedy, and, you know, it's a nice, easy watch, something to relax by and watch with your girlfriend or, you know, husband, wife, however it works for you.
Yeah, harmless enough. Also out this week, they are re-releasing the Robert Altman film, The Player. What is it that they have put on this new version of film?
The Player is one of my favorites of Altman, you know, his kind of dissection of Hollywood. So there's a new, it's a Criterion Collection, so you know it's going to have a ton of extras. It's a 4K restoration, which means they, you know, fixed the film at the highest resolution, made it look pristine. There's audio commentary from 1992 from the director. There's also a new commentary with Michael Tolkien, who is the writer. There's interviews with Altman. There's deleted scenes. There's also a short documentary about making the film. So it's really loaded. If you enjoyed it back, I think it was 1992 when it was released. I might be wrong about that.
Yeah, 92, yeah, so, right.
You know, it's still relevant today. It's still biting today, and it's still very, very funny.
What's coming up on Netflix for the month of May?
Yeah, so Netflix has two releases coming up this Friday. The first one I want to just mention to people is Bloodline Season 2. Those who watched the first season of Bloodline, I think, really got sucked into this kind of saga of the Rayburn family that takes place in southern Florida. Kyle Chandler of Friday Night Lights stars Ben Mendelsohn, who actually earned a Golden Globe nominee, plays his brother. He kind of comes back to the family, and he just stirs up trouble. It ends in a kind of a shocking way, so I can't give away. If you haven't watched season one, go ahead and watch it. So season two is really going to jump off and supposedly get even darker. And but it's a very, very interesting series. There's also another one I want to mention real quick that's coming out Friday. That's The Do-Over. That's Adam Sandler's second picture under his four-picture deal with Netflix, the first one being The Ridiculous Six, which Netflix claims was a hugely watched show, even though the critics really, really crushed it. Kind of
the story of Adam Sandler, isn't it? The critics trash his movies, and people go and see Adam Sandler movies. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I know. It's one of those mysteries you can't solve, and he does kind of the same thing every time. You know, David Spade's in this. He's got Nick Swartzen in this. This one,
Rob Schneider. Kind of got a Rob Schneider in there somewhere.
Probably somewhere, yeah. And, you know, it's like this one's kind of an action comedy is basically what it is.
You know,
so those are both this Friday.
You critics are so snooty anyway, so.
Yeah, we are. So true.
Also, a movie that critics did not like that well, was this movie about the Jesse Owens story called Race. Is that also coming out on Netflix, did I hear?
No, that's going to come out May 31st on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, just regular release. Okay.
Yeah, just regular release. And, you know, I agree. You know, I think it was kind of overlooked. I think it's one that people can really discover on home video. You know, it's a really solid film. The Jesse Owens story is such a wonderful story. And Stephen James, who stars in it, is really, really good. So, yeah, I think people should seek that one out.
I looked that out. So there's a little look at what's going on for the month of May. You want to learn more, you can always go to Metacritic.com. That's where you will find our pal, Keith Kimball. Appreciate you joining us, Keith. Have a great week. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it, Dean. Have a good one, too.